It's from Dayside, the Fox News show with Linda Vester and Mike Jarek on the fair and unbalanced news reporting. And I think they got a real curveball with John Loftus, and we certainly are going to put this on the record. It's worth playing again, so we're going to start right from the beginning, and I'll comment when this is over. John, roll that tape.
SWAT is believed to be the mastermind of all the bombings in London from on the 7-7 and 7-21. This is the guy, we think. This is the guy, and what's really embarrassing is that the entire British police are out chasing him, and one wing of the British government, MI6, or the British Secret Service,
right,
has been hiding him. And this has been a real source of contention between CIA,
hold on, John,
Justice Department in Britain.
MI6 has been hiding him. Are you saying that he has been working for them?
Oh, I'm not saying it. This is what the Muslim Sheikh said in an interview in a British newspaper back in 2001.
So he's a double agent, or what?
He's a double agent.
He's working for the Brits to try to give them information about Al-Qaeda, but in reality, he's still an Al-Qaeda operative.
Yeah. The CIA and the Israelis all accused MI6 of letting all these terrorists live in London, not because they were getting Al-Qaeda information, but for appeasement. It was one of those, you leave us alone, we leave you alone kind of things.
Well, we left him alone too long then.
Absolutely. Now, we knew about this guy, Aswat. Back in 1999, he came to America. The Justice Department wanted to indict him in Seattle because him and his buddy were trying to set up a terrorist training school in Oregon.
So they indicted the buddy, right? But why didn't they indict him?
Well, it comes out, we've just learned that the headquarters of the U.S. Justice Department ordered the Seattle prosecutors not to touch Aswat.
Hello. Now, hold on. Why?
And that's, well, apparently Aswat was working for British intelligence. Now, Aswat's boss, the one-armed Captain Hook, he gets indicted 2 years later. So the guy above him and below him get indicted, but not Aswat. Now, there's a split of opinion within U.S. intelligence. Some people say that the British intelligence fibbed to us. They told us that Aswat was dead, and that's why the New York group dropped the case. That's not what most of the Justice Department thinks. They think that it was just, again, covering up for this very publicly affiliated guy with Al-Mujarrab. He was a British intelligence plant. So all of a sudden, he disappears. He's in South Africa. We think he's dead. We don't know he's down there. Last month, the South African Secret Service come across the guy.
Yeah, now CIA says, oh, he's alive. Our CIA says, okay, let's arrest him. But the Brits say no again?
The Brits say no. Now, at this point, 2 weeks ago, the Brits know that the CIA wants to get a hold of Haroon. So what happens? He takes off again. Goes right to London. He isn't arrested when he lands. He isn't arrested when he leaves.
Even though he's on a watch list.
He's on the watch list. The only reason he could get away with that was if he was working for British intelligence. He was a wanted man.
And then takes off the day before the bombings, as I understand it?
Yeah, and goes to Pakistan. Pakistanis arrest
him. They jail him.
They jail him. He's released within 24 hours, back to Southern Africa, goes to Zimbabwe, and is arrested in Zambia. Now the U.S., we're trying to get our hands on this guy.
John, hang around. I have so many questions now.
This is a bad one.
Okay, there you go, folks. He was on the terrorist watch list. The only reason he got off is because he was obviously working with British intelligence. Tell me, somebody, what does that have to do with the United States? Is it okay? I mean, we've got a known terrorist here running around, bombing everything, setting up training camps in Oregon. And by the way, these are the training camps that you heard of regarding Al-Qaeda in Oregon. And now, of course, thanks to this interview, has now come out that that gentleman was working for British intelligence. But when do we defer to British intelligence when we're talking about the security of our country? And I don't want to, you know, get into hypotheticals here. Let's just look at the common sense obvious. That if we're really trying to protect this country, and we've done such a great job of it, of course, that we have prevented every suicide bomber from hitting soft targets for the last 4 years. But when do we start deferring to British intelligence? Could it be, could it just be this, that the Brits were busted on the 7-7 bombings and the subsequent bombings? That we came out with so much evidence to prove that this was state-sponsored terrorism that somebody on the U.S. side had to come out, and apparently it was this particular gentleman, had to come out and say, and separate ourselves from the British. Oh, it's their guy. It's not our guy, it's their guy. And of course, everybody knows that the CIA doesn't work with MI6, or the FBI doesn't work with MI5, that the none of those gangs, and they are gangs, none of them work with the Mossad. You know, they're all one group. And they certainly cooperate with each other. But now, I mean, I've really got to tell you, folks, it really seems like this to me, that we've put out so much information decoding the London bombings, and I'm talking about bombs under the bus, blowing up into the bus, not outwards from the bus. No eyewitnesses saying, no terrorists sitting anywhere near a so-called bomb on the bus on the 7/7 bombings of London. Superimposed terrorists into the pictures they're unleashing with the mainstream media's help to the public identifying terrorists. War games, exercises, terrorist drills going on at the same time, at the very same locations, the very same day of the London bombings, while the London bombings are unfolding. Netanyahu and Giuliani and other key players in London for the bombings. Netanyahu getting prior warning. Israel and the Mossad getting prior warning. Scotland Yard, prior warning to the London bombings. Could it be that because we have unleashed all this evidence that now they have to have a patsy, and that we've gotten to the point where the patsy is in fact British intelligence themselves? Well, I might be overly optimistic, but in either case, this is a fantastic interview, a fantastic piece of evidence. We will file it in, put in another piece of the puzzle. We have identified who the terrorists are. They are global government. They are our very leaders who swear they're trying to protect us. Stay tuned. Deadline Live. Ed Klein coming up right after this.